Okay, on the bottom of Tezayin Amar Aleph. El Olam HaTokin Umariyim Kishem Yoshvin. The Tokin Umariyim Kishehen Omdim. The question was, why do we blow shofar twice? And most Rishonim learned the two times, or like we do it before Musaf, and after Kriyas HaTorah. And that's called Yoshvin, even though we stand for Kriyas for Kiyas Shofar then. But you don't have to stand. And in Musaf, we stand because it's in the middle of davening. So one time we blow shofar sitting, and one time blowing shofar standing. Kedei la'arbiv ha'satan. In order to confuse the satan. And Rashi learns, Kedei la'arbiv ha'satan, shelo yastin kishayishma Yisrael mechabed nisa mitzvahs nisas min dvorav. When he sees that Klai Yisrael mechabed the mitzvahs, so his kitrug is closed up. Rabbi Kiveger says an interesting word. Why is he stopped being mekatrig? Because chibuv mitzvah shows the Klai Yisrael doing tshuva me'ava. When you do tshuva me'ava, the averas become mitzvahs. So the more he's mekatrig against the averas, the more mitzvahs we have. So he keeps quiet, the satan. Tosus says that when the satan hears the shofar the first time, so he realizes it's Tchiyas Shofar. The second time he thinks it's the shofar of Tchiyas HaNesim when he will cease to exist. So he gets all upset and can't be Makatrik. There's a lot of Torah. Maisa the Sultan has been around for a long time. Every year it's the same thing. He hasn't learned yet that the second time we blow shofar is not the shofar of Tchiyas HaNesim. But that's not for now. Others say that La'arbev HaSultan is because what's it called? It's machnia the Yetzer Hara. The whole Indian of shofar is ha'itoka shofar be'ir va'amlo yecherodu. So the fact that we blow shofar twice is machnia the Yetzer Hara. And if it's machnia the Yetzer Hara and the Satan are the same being. And the Ravid says interesting. The Satan has one time to be mastin. He can't be mastin twice. If he uses it up the first time, he can't do it a second time, whatever that means. Okay, in any case, others learn, the Balamor learns, there's a shaila, which of the tkiyas is the ikr? The one that we blow first, that's the one that we make a bracha. And then we blow in Musaf, kathi seder habrachos. So many Rishonim learn that even though the second Kiyas are the Iker, because they're the ones that are Lefi, the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Still, we make the Bruch on the first one. Something similar to we learned in Psachim, that if you don't have any other vegetable except Morer, you eat the Morer first, you make a Bracha, even though the Iker Morer is later on, together with the Matzah and Korban Pesach. Since you're eating it first, you have to make a Bracha on that one. Others learn that the Iker is the first one, and the second one, the Rabbanan Masakin, Keneged the Brachos, but the first one, we make the Bracha, and that's the Iker Tkiyas Shofar. Focus, which is the Iker Tkiyas Shofar? The Balamor has a different shot over here. And he says that what the Gemara means, Tokin Kishehem Omdim, Tokin Kishehem Yoshvin, is not talking about the Tkiyas before Musaf and after. But those Tkiyas are the Iker Tkiyas. But the minig is to blow tkiyas after davening. So that tkiyas are b'chlal only a minig. That's the tkiyas of the ma'arbid the sot. Okay. Tosus brings over here, why isn't it baltosif to blow more than you have to? And Tosus says, you saw that baltosif is only if you add to a mitzvah, but not if you do a mitzvah more than once. Do the mitzvah more than once, that's not called baltosif. Yitzchak said that any year that they didn't blow shofar in the beginning of the year, so Marian lo besofa, in the end, Marian law either means that the things go bad in the end of the year, or it means that you have to blow shofar in the end of the year with taniyos or whatever and other tzoris that necessitate the tkiyas chatzotzros or shofar. My time of the Lo Yarbiv Sotin, because the Sotin wasn't Ma'urvav. So some learn that it means your Pasha didn't blow shofar. So it's the Master from Tosfos. And he says that that's only if an onus happened. that for some reason you couldn't blow shofar. But not if it fell on Shabbos and you didn't blow shofar because it was Shabbos. Mashal from Tosfos, that not blowing shofar on Shabbos is not just, because what's the idea of an onus? If an onus happened, why should you be held responsible? But it's not. It's lav kamanda ovid. You didn't have that protection of the shofar. Ein hachanami. It's an onus. Nobody can hold you responsible for it, but you didn't have the mile of tkiya shofar. Mashma, therefore, that on Shabbos when you don't blow, it's not only that you don't blow shofar, but it's like you blew shofar. And the Or Sameach explains that the whole idea of shofar is that it's mahapich, the midas hadin, the midas harachamim, and it reminds us of the fact that we're like Akedas Yitzchak. So knowing that we have that mila, and because of Shmir Shabbos we don't do it, there's no greater hakrava to the Rabbanim Shem than not blowing shofar on Shabbos. So that in itself takes the place of the shofar. Okay. Others learn that enochinami, if what's it called, even if it's an onus, this doesn't apply. It only applies if you're a misrashel, by negligence, they didn't blow shofar. Okay. The Omer of Yitzchak, and others say that it's not talking we didn't blow shofar at all. It's talking you blew shofar, you didn't blow the extra tkiyas that are ma'arbed the sot. The Omer of Yitzchak called shomesh rosha betchilasa misasheres besofa. Any year that Klal Yisrael are poor in the beginning of the year, then they're rich in the end of the year. Shenemer me'reishi sashana me'rashu s'ksiv. So as if you're a rosh. And Rav Chaim Friedlander says, what does that mean? That you're a rosh at the beginning of the year, that you feel that you have nothing unless the Rabbanu Shel Olam decrees for you something in the year, you start off with nothing. You have mamish nothing except what the Rabbanu Shel Olam gives you. That's a rosh. So a person who feels like that, the beginning of the year will be a good year in the end. Shenemar, Mereshis Hashona, Mereshis Ksiv, without an aleph, is roshus, as you feel poor. The ad achri, so pashish lachris, a year will have a good ending. Person is judged as he is at that moment. Shenemar, Kishoma Elokim El Kol Anar Bashir Husham. By Yishmael, it says that the Rabbanu Shalom heard Yishmael as he was there, even though in the future his children were going to do terrible things to Klal Yisrael, the Rabbanu Shalom judged him according to what he was then. See Rashi. Sharosha Bitchilasa, Shisrael Osim Atzmim Roshim Barash Hashanah. L'daber tachanurim u'tfila. Klais will make themselves poor on Rosh Hashanah to beg with rachamim and tefila, like we said, as if they don't have anything except what the Rabbanu Shalom to give him. K'nin she'nemar, tachanunim yedaber rosh. A poor person begs. So we beg the Rabbanu Shalom on Rosh Hashanah and don't feel that anything is coming to us or we have anything except what the Rabbanu Shalom gives us. Shaloso shav, afilu u'osid l'arshia l'achar zman. Even if the person, the Rabbanu Shalom knows the person is going to do something bad later, he doesn't consider that. Because if the Rabbanu Shalom would consider all of that, then he can never judge us, because we never have free choice. So the Rabbanu Shalom deals with us as if he doesn't know. Namely, he judges people as they are at that moment. Shenemar Bashir Husham by Yishmael, Masin Bebreshis Rabbah, Omru Malachi Ashoris of Neakadish Baruch, Rabbanu Shalom, Misha Sidim Bonav Lahomis is Bonecha Betzoma, Atomalalo Be'er. Right, in the future, the Arabs, when we went into Golis, so they fooled us. They brought us herring, salty fish to eat, and they had what it appeared to be water bags. And the water bags were filled with air, and when we were so thirsty, right, after we ate the salty fish, they gave us the bags of air, and it killed many of the Yid. So these cruel people who came from Yishmael, right, they're going to kill your children, Rabbi Tzama, and you're going to give him a be'er? Shenemar masa ba'orev likras somei heisoyu mayim shoyimotziim likras hagolim mine meluchim v'nodos nefuchim k'di'isa som, said. Omer lohem, so the Rabbanu Shem said, hashoa tzadik hu o'rasha. Right now, is Yishmael a tzadik or a rasha? Omer lo tzadik. Right now he's a tzadik. And even though it says before this that Zora saw mitzachek, it was avod Zora and Gili Arayis and Shvichas Domim, but either it doesn't mean that he actually did that. Sora saw that the roots of those Averas already were in his joking around, fooling around. But he didn't actually do those Averas. Or he did tshuva from them. So at that moment he was a tzaddik. Omer lahem, Bashir Husham, eni donis ha'olam ela b'shaito. I judge things as they are at this moment. So they ask from the din of Ben Sora Mora, then Sora Mora is needing Al Shem Sofa. Right now, he didn't do anything so terrible. But he eventually is going to kill people and be Mechal Shabbos, so we kill him now that he should die as Zakai. So the Chori here, you see, you kill a person for what's going to be in the future. So all different answers. So one is that the Ben Sora Mora already started. He already did something wrong. Yishmael didn't do anything wrong at the time. Others say that Yishmael, it was his descendants that were going to do something wrong, not him. But Ben Sora Mora, he himself is going to do something wrong in the future. Others say that it's a difference between Beis Din Shalmata and Beis Din Shalmala. The Rabban Shalom judges people as they are, because if the Rabban Shalom would take in consideration what he knows in the future, nobody could be judged. Nobody could have free choice. But a Beis Din Shalmata can judge a person al pi ha'asid. And in addition, over there, the Beis Din Shalmata is doing it for the sake of the Ben Sora Mora, for his benefit, that he's being killed now and not later. By Yishmael, it would have been a din against him, and therefore the Rav Amshom didn't take in consideration what was going to be in the future. Okay. V'om Rav Yitzchok, Gimel Dvorim Maskirim Avol Nosef Shel Adam. Three things bring up a person's averas in the Beis Din Shalmala to be considered. Eluhen, Kir Notu, a person walks under a wall, it's going to fall down, he puts himself into a Makom Sakana. So in Shomayim already, he needs new zechuyos, so his whole din is investigated. Because who says you deserve to have a nace happen that the wall's not going to fall on you? So this applies to any makom sakana. A person puts himself in a makom sakana, he needs more zechuyos, his whole din is reconsidered. The iyun tefillah, Rashi learns, iyun tefillah, kir notui, the overtachtov, a person knows there's a dangerous wall that's possible to fall down, and he walks under it. Masker avonosav, sha'omer klum roi zeli osos nes. Shemayim, they say, is this guy fitting for a nes? He put himself in a situation where he needs nisim to happen. Is he fit for that? Umitokach univdak, and then they start looking through his zechuyos, and his whole din is reinvestigated. The iyun tefila, somech al tefila, so shetei nishmas, umitzamech lechavin libo. So this kind of iyun tefillah is a negative thing. A person davens with a lot of kavana, and he's sure he's going to be answered. So then they say, how sure is he going to be answered? Who says that he deserves to be answered? So his whole din is nivdak. Tosfos brings down, there's other places in Shas where iyun tefillah seems to be a positive thing. So there's three kinds of iyun tefillah. There's this kind of iyun tefillah, which is negative. There's iyun tefillah where you aren't mechavim. That there's three things a person is not free from. Every day, people are guilty of iyun tefillah, meaning not davening with kavana. And then there's an iyun tefillah that's positive. The iyun tefillah that's positive is a person is mechaven and is davening, and he's not sure he's going to be answered. That's a positive iyun tefillah. Umosher din al chadero. Somebody who asks the Rabban Hashem to punish somebody. The Omar Reb Ovin. Call Hamoser Din Al Chaveiro Hu Nenash Tchila. A person who asks the Rabban Shalom to punish somebody, he gets punished first. Shenemar Vatomar Sore Al Avram Chamosi Alecha. Right? That Yishpot Hashem Beinio Veinecha. Sorai invoked the Rabban Shalom to punish Avram, right? Because took Hagar, and the Hagar now became insolent to her. Then in the end, Avram came to what Sarah died before Avram Avinu. And the Svarim say, the Gemara says, that that's only where you have recourse in an earthly court. Then don't be mosi your din l'shamayim. But if you have a person that won't go to an earthly court, you won't go to a Beis Din, or you don't have a dayan who's available to be done the case, then you're allowed to daven that person either should do tshuva, that's certain cases where you daven like that, or certain people you daven that they disappear because the kinds of averas they do or the fact that they've done them over and over again, there's not too much hope they'll do tshuva, so then you're allowed to daven like Rav Meir did that the gangsters in his neighborhood should die, should disappear. And Bruria said that they deserve to have the daven that they do tshuva, not that they disappear. But there's certain cases where you daven that people should disappear, like the Lavashinim, and there's certain cases you daven that people should do tshuva. It depends on the kind of person and the situation. But the Chatchila is supposed to go to a Beis Din. and not put it in the hands of the Rabbanu Shalom. But if the person won't go to a Beis Din, is the kind of person that won't listen to a din, then you're allowed to daven, to give your din over to the Rabbanu Shalom. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Yeah, I understand, but here you're through the emissaries. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Dalet Dvorim Mekarin Gzaldina Shel Adam. Elohim. There are four things that can tear up a bad decree, and these are they. Tzedakah, person gives tzedakah, tzaaka, shinui Hashem, v'shinui Maisa. And these are similar to tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. Tshuva is shinui Maisa, right? And tzaaka is tefillah, and tzedakah is tzedakah. So those are the things that the mavirin is roa hagzera. Tzedakah dechsiv, tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Right, tzedakah saves from mavis, and the Gemara in Bava Basra says, even from a misa mishuna. Tzedakah dechsiv, ayitzak vel Hashem batzar lohem, mimitzuko seyem yotziye. Right, that tzedakah changes the gzardin. Shinu Hashem dechsiv, sora ishtech olo sikra shma sora, ki sora shma, uksiv ubeirachti also the gam nasati menu lechodein. Even though the gzardin on Sarai was that she shouldn't have children, Sarah can have children. Shinui Maisa dechsiv, vayar elokim es maaseyem, uksiv ayinochim elokim ala roa shadibar lasos by Ninveh. He saw that they changed their deeds, they did tshuva, and the mele, the Rabbanu Shalom changed the gzardin. Lasos la velo asa. V'yesh omrim af shinui makam, even if you change your place. Dechsiv ayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha, v'hadar v'escha l'goy gadol. Here in Haran, you're not going to be able to be a goy gadol. There, you'll change your place. Your gzardin will change. The idach ahuzachusa deretz Yisrael. Why didn't the first person count the four of this is as one of the five things? Why only four things? Because by Avraham Avinu, it wasn't the shinli makom changing the place that made the difference. It was the schus of Eretz Yisrael that made the difference. Schus deretz Yisrael to the hanyule. Rashi. Moser din kimo yishbod Hashem beini aveinecha. Let the Rabbanu Shalom judge between us. She invoked the Rabbanu Shalom to judge Avraham Avinu. Right? Omrim. So in Shemayim they say klum royhu sheyonish chaver oyado. They start to reinvestigate his zechuyos. Is he fit that somebody else should be punished because of him? Vayavo Avraham who cover also he buried her. Shinli ma'isa shav miraso tshuva. V'om Rav Yitzchak, chayiv odem v'hakbil p'nei rabo b'regel. It's a chiyuv to greet your Rebbe, to receive him on, what's it called, on Yontif. Shenemar, madua at holecha seilov hayom, lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos, mechlau de b'chodesh v'shabbos, iboy le'mezel. Right? What's it called by the Shunamis? Her husband said, why are you going to see the Navi today? It's not chodesh and it's not Shabbos. And from here we learn that you have to, what's it called, mashma v'chodesh v'shabbos, iboy le'mezel, you have to go. L'chora, we just said you have to go on Yom Tov. What does that do with chodesh and Shabbos? So I think the Turei Evan learns that the idea is the following. Chodesh and Shabbos here can't mean every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos, because then it should Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. So it's talking about Yom Tov, which is also called Shabbos, and chodesh is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. Which is also a yontif. So even though it says regal, it means on yontif. So chodesh is Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbos is yontif. That's one way of learning. Others learn, I think the Maritzchia says, that really a woman is not chayiv in this, because mitzvah says shazman groma, to go on yontif. So if a woman goes on yontif, could be she be over baltosif. So she can only go in a time when there's no chiyuv for men to go. So that's what he said, why are you going today? It's not chodesh and Shabbos. Because women go on Chodesh and Shabbos, right? Mashma that men go when it's what's it called a regal. Okay, that's others say that there's a mitzvah to go all the time. Whenever there's a Yom Mikudesh, Chodesh Shabbos, there's a mitzvah. There's a chiyuv only on regalim. But since you see there's an inyan to go to the Navi, to the Rav, on a time when there's extra kedusha, the shaila is why is that? Is it for the sake of the person, since there's extra Kedusha, so you go, the Ramban says, to the Rav, to hear Divrei Torah, and to get inspired on day of an extra Kedusha. That's one reason. Or the Rambam seems to say it's because of Kovid Rabbo. It's an Indian of, what's it called, Anyantav, or whatever, person's free, Shkodim Makabu Pnei Rabbo, it's Kovid HaRav. The Rambam puts these halachas not in the halachas of Yontif, but in the halachas of Kibud Rabo. The Omer of Yitzchak, and so therefore is also a shaila, what do you go for? To see him, just to say hello, or to hear Divrei Torah? If the idea is it's for your sake, that on a Yom Kodesh you should go and be inspired, you should hear Divrei Torah. But if the idea is Kovod Arav, there's no Inyan Dafka to hear Divrei Torah, so go and to pay your respect. Person has to become tahor during Yontif. Shenemar uvenivlosam lo sigol. Right? That says that you shouldn't touch a nevela. Now, it can't mean that a regular Jew is not allowed to be tame, even a kohen, right, is not muzer except by tumas mace. He can become tame to a nevela. Elamai, this is the price. It says, Tanya nami hachi uvenivlosam lo sigol. Yochud Yisro Muzorim Amaga Nevela, right? I might think that a Jew is not allowed to touch a Nevela and become Tomei. Talmud Lomer, Emor LaKohanim B'nei Aron Muzorim, B'nei Yisrael Ein Muzorim, right? Only Kohanim are Muzor not to become Tomei to Tumas Meis. V'halot Dvorim Kal V'chomer, Oma Tumah Chamura Kohanim Muzorim, Yisrael Ein Muzorim, Tumah Kal V'Kol Shekei. If Kohanim alone are commanded not to become Tomei Meis, and a Jew is allowed to become Tamei Mei, surely a Jew is allowed to touch a Nevela. Elamat Talmud Lomer v'nevelos lo sigo b'rego. And Pashas, the reason is that you should be able to be Tahar to come and be Mekayim the Mitzvahs in the Azara of Ri'iyah and Shchagiga and whatever. Shalmei Simcha. If that's the case, then it doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Because, Bizman Hazeh, there's no Indian of going to the Mikdash. Besides the fact, Bizman Hazeh, we're all Tomei Tumas Meis. So what's going to help to become Tahar, from the Vela, or for things you can go to the Mikvah, if you don't have Efer Paraduma. So many hold that this halacha doesn't apply today, even though the meaning is that people go to the Mikvah before Yontif to Mekayim this Inyan of Tahara Beregel. It's also shaila whether it applies to women or not. Because if the whole idea is they should be able to be Tahar to go into the Mikdash, women aren't Chayv in Aliyah Leregel, nor in the Korban Olas Riyah. So in Mela, maybe they don't have to become Tahar either. Okay. Also, I forgot the note of Yehuda says a pshat before, of V'hakdu p'nei rabo b'regel. He says Chodesh and Shabbos. He says, really, you should go every Chodesh and every Shabbos. But that would be impossible because then the Rabban Shalom, you only have to go 3 times a year. So you'd be giving more kavod to the Rav than to the Rabban Shalom. So the chiyuv can only be Sholosh Regalim, even though mitzvah-wise there's an inyan to go all the time, but can't be chiyuv more than there is a chiyuv to go to the Rabban Shalom. The Nela Bisman Hazeh, when we don't go to the Rabban Shalom either, there's no inyan of Makbu Pnei Rabba Beregel either, according to another Yehuda.
You're doing Olas Beregel, you're doing Yerushalayim.
Right. Ah, Mishlami, he's there too. He also goes on the other end. Okay. Omer of Krus Bedoy, Omer of Yochanan, Shlosha Sfarim Nithtochim Barash Hashanah. The 3 Sfarim that are open on Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Rishoyim Gemurim, 1 of total Rishoyim, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, the Echad Shal Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurim Nichtovim Nechtovim La'altu L'chaim. Tzadikim Gemurim are immediately written and sealed L'chaim on Rosh Hashanah. Rishoyim Gemurim Nichtovim Nechtovim La'altu L'misa. Rishoyim Gemurim are immediately written and sealed L'misa. Beinonim Kluyim Va'omdim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. And Beinonim are held in abeyance till Yom Kippur. Zochu, if they're Zoche, Nichtovim L'chaim. Lo Zochu, Nichtovim L'misa. Omer of Ovin Micro, where is there a hint and a pasuk to these 3 Sfarim? Yimochu Misefer Chaim, V'im Tzadikim Ba'al Yikosevu, Yimochu Misefer is a Sefer and Shal Rishoyim. It should be blotted out of the Sefer, that's a Sefer of Rishoyim. Rishoyim Gemurim. Chayim is a Sefer Shal Tzadikim. Sefer Chayim is a Sefer Tzadikim. The Im Tzadikim, Al Yikosevu, they won't be written with the Tzadikim, that's the 3rd person, that's Beinonim. It's a Sefer Shal Beinonim. Rav Nachum Rei Yitzchak Omer Mehocha, the Im Ayim Mechenin Omi Sifrecha, Moshe Asher Kosavta. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you're not going to forgive the Bnei Yisrael, erase me from the Sefer you wrote. So here's a hint also to 3 Sfarim. Mechenin Omi is a Sefer Shal Rishoyim. Erase me from the Sefer Shal Rishoyim. Misifrecha is a sifrin shal tzadikim. Asher kosavta is a sifrin shal beinanim. Rashi. Uvniblosim lo sigo, beregel mishto ikra, it's talking during Yontif, kinem afarish v'ozla kamei bebraisas. The Braisa says clearly that a regular Yisrael is not chayv to matire himself except by the regel. Shlosha svarim, sifrei zikorin shal maisa habriyos. These svarim have all that people did in them, and the Rishoyim are written in one book, tzadikim in another book, and whatever. Here's a lot of Torah, Tosa speaks about it, a few problems. One is, what are tzadikim gemurim and Rishoyim gemurim? Later on we'll see that the Gemara says that tzadikim gemurim means tzadikim who are rov zechuyos, and Rishoyim are rov averos. That means beinanim are people who are mamish in the middle. So the whole Indian of Yom Kippur comes out just for people mamish in the middle. One difficulty. Second difficulty is, if that's the case, then there are tzadikim who lechora die during the year. So what does it mean, nechtov nechtov la'alter l'chay? So some say it doesn't mean that they're going to live. It means they get a gzardin of chayim. There's other reasons. For instance, their life is up, they have to die. Or other things they have that will cause their death, then they may die. But they have a gzardin of chayim. Right, there are things that can affect that gzardin and change it. But if something's not going to change it, they have a gzardin of chayim. Same thing with Rishoyim. They have a gzardin of mavis. There may be zechuyos that will save them from the gzardin, and they may not die that year. But lemaisa, they have a gzardin that, if barring anything else, they're going to die that year. Tosus lemaisa learns that it's not talking about olam hazeh. These svarim are for olam haba. And every year a person's din, legabi olam haba, is redone for that year. And in the end of his life, right, all these gzar dins, like a prize fight, the rounds are added up. Others learn that it means not olam haba mamish, it means olam hazeh klape olam haba. Right, what a person gets in this world, what's best for him in olam haba. Sometimes it's better to die in this world, in legabi or olam haba. Sometimes for a rush, it's worse to live in this world, klapi is olam haba, because he's getting paid for his olam haba in this world. Others learn that rishoyim gemurim and tzadikim gemurim mean mamish, people have no chait or no mitzvahs. And everybody else is in between. That's a beinani. The Rambam says that zochu means he did tshuva. If you do tshuva, then the beinani is nichtav l'chayim. So they ask, why have to do tshuva? Just do one mitzvah. If you're a beinani, exactly even, one mitzvah is enough. They say no, because once Yom Kippur comes, the chiyuv to do tshuva on all the averas. Every avera then becomes a double avera, because you didn't do tshuva on it. So unless you do tshuva, it's not going to help to do one mitzvah or even a lot of mitzvahs. In addition, they say that the din is already done. In other words, you're already, what's it called, we're judged. Now something has to happen to change that. So you can't do a new mitzvah, because the new mitzvah won't go into the klal of what you were judged on. The judgment already took place. A new mitzvah is not going to help. The only thing you can do is do tshuva, which will affect retroactively what you were judged on already. Therefore, it has to be that you did tshuva.